Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. I'm Carol Knier, Community Health Manager for Wayne Memorial Hospital. I want to thank you for joining me today. Actually, I should say us because I do have a guest here today, as always. Happy December. We are in December of 2023. And believe it or not, our topic for today is winter blues because, you know, we live in Northeast PA. So again, today, my guest is Sunshine Bryan. Good morning, Sunshine.
Good morning, Carol. Thank you for having me.
Oh, I'm so happy that you're here today. And you're from the Wayne County Center for Community Resources, or like what we like to say, CCR, right?
CCR, Wayne County Crisis, yes. And our actual name is Center for Community Resources.
Yeah, so I want to thank you so much for being here today. So can you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself?
Well, I am a proud resident of Wayne County, and I've been working in this community for about 11 years now. I work as a crisis intervention specialist and the team lead for Wayne County Crisis.
And, you know, I just have to say personally, Sunshine, every time we do work together, it has been a pleasure. You know, you do a lot for our NSPI group, the Northeast Suicide Prevention Group. So I want to thank you for everything you really do for our community.
It is my pleasure. I thoroughly enjoy all of it.
And I know it's your passion.
It certainly is.
You definitely help people. Definitely help people. So yeah, again, thank you for joining us today. And, you know, and as you know, we are heading into our holiday season, our winter months, and, you know, sometimes it could be tough for some people. You know, can you explain why some people may have a more difficult time than others?
Absolutely, Carol. I'd have to say that the changing of the seasons can absolutely affect people's mental well-being. The reduced exposure to sunlight can contribute to a drop in serotonin levels, which can certainly impact someone's mood and their emotions. The cold weather and longer nights might limit their outdoor activities, also their social interactions and exercise, which contributes to feelings of lethargy and isolation. So taking steps towards getting more sunlight exposure, staying active, maintaining social connections, that can absolutely help people combat these winter challenges. I myself use a vitamin D lamp when I'm unable to get enough sunlight this time of year, and it really makes a big difference.
I am one of those people that when the sun starts going down, I don't get very happy. I mean, I have to say, I'm usually a pretty happy person. But once 5 o'clock, it's dark, I'm like, oh. But, you know, but there are other things that people can do, you know, some suggestions to make people's mood a little bit happier, right?
There absolutely are, Carol, and there's just so many things, and sometimes people might think that it's not really going to help, but you really just need to take that step and try. Set some goals. Make a list of community events that are going on over the winter that you could mark on your calendar, even events online if you really can't make it out. You could definitely try to get more sunlight, as I mentioned before, and stay active. Socializing is so very important, even if you're not always a people person. Create a special environment for yourself. Create a corner of your house, a part of your couch, dedicated to making you feel good. And reminders, you know, affirmations, stick them on your wall. Hey, time to walk outside. Hey, turn the lamp on. You know, don't isolate. You know, create a really nice environment for yourself and embrace winter activities, maintain a healthy diet, eating a balanced diet with plenty of fruits and vegetables and whole grains, avoid caffeines and sugar, and I could say maybe practicing mindfulness, techniques like meditation can improve your overall well-being.
Right, but, you know, and I'm not going to get too much into medication, but some people may need medication, but that's when it's so important to check. You know, I'm just going to say this, for like, check with their primary care
absolutely
provider
before starting or stopping any medication. Mm-hmm. Absolutely talk to a professional.
Right.
Definitely.
Exactly.
Definitely.
And I liked that comment when you said, you know, if you're not a people person, you know, the animal shelters are always looking for volunteers, right?
Go head up to DESIN or one of the Humane Societies, pet a fluffy pup or a kitten.
Yeah.
and they will just wag their little tails and be so happy to see your face.
Yeah, I love pet therapy. I'm telling you, every time I walk in my door, my cat greets me. And, you know, we often hang out on the couch and, you know, if I'm petting her, she's happy. And if I, you know, that's really something that gives me joy.
It's a beautiful thing. That's right? Why they are wonderful. So therapeutic.
Yeah. But, you know, we're also around the holiday season. And, you know, and holidays can also be hard, you know, especially if someone is grieving or feeling lonely. Do you have any suggestions, you know, for our listeners on that point?
I'd have to say, you know, holidays and those special occasions, birthdays, things like that are often associated with traditions and memories. These memories can surface even if you don't realize they're surfacing during these anniversaries and holidays, and often can result in grief and depression, feelings of loneliness, and just generally unsatisfied with your life. Mm-hmm. I think it's really important to allow yourself to feel the emotion rather than simply push it away, whether it's anger or sadness or any other emotion, rather than not recognizing it. You know, honor it for a little while, but just mm-hmm. don't stay in it for too long, unless it's happiness. You could stay there for a bit.
right, exactly.
You know, creating new traditions that are manageable to create a more positive experience during these occasions. You're used to one thing, and maybe somebody you love is no longer there. So set realistic expectations and understand that it is okay to focus on what is manageable for you. Mm-hmm. You navigate that.
Right.
But really, above all, I truly believe that reaching out for support is one of the very best ways to navigate difficult emotions. There are numerous support groups as well as warm lines specifically designed to provide support. And I do have to say, if grief becomes unmanageable for someone, seek help from a professional, a therapist or counselor who can help you, can help provide you with guidance and support.
Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, where, you know, the services that CCR provide, correct? You know, what can an individual do? You know, you mentioned about some of these grief processes, some of the sadness and depression, but, you know, CCR has great resources, correct?
We absolutely do. We absolutely have some fantastic resources and some wonderful crisis intervention specialists and supervisors. We provide mental health crisis intervention services both by telephone and mobile 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, holidays, no matter what. We are ready to come out to your home, mm-hmm. to your child's school, meet you at a local place, you know, to provide these services to you. CCR, like I said, can come to your home or school or any location in the community to provide support, screening, referrals, and anyone who's struggling with depression, emotional concerns, or serious mental health symptoms can reach out to us by calling or visiting our walk-in center. CCR provided follow-up support. We do that after speaking to people. We follow up to support them through the crisis until the resolution. And all of these services are confidential and free of charge.
Which is really, you know, so important for our listeners to know that this service is available, you know, to the people in our community.
Absolutely.
I know we're going to mention the phone number. Can you mention the phone number now?
I certainly can. I'm going to give you the easy way, and it is 1-833-55 and the word REACH, REACH, which is 1-833-557-3224.
Okay, and we will mention that phone number again at the end. So, you know, can you share with our listeners, you know, what can be the difference between a crisis versus just a need to talk or maybe like a true medical emergency?
Well, a crisis is defined as an acute emotional upset. It's manifested in an inability to cope emotionally, cognitively, or behaviorally, and to solve problems as you usually do. It creates a complete inability, and a crisis doesn't present the same for all people. If a situation creates an inability to cope and make decisions, it may be a crisis for that individual. So when considering a call to crisis or a warm line, you really don't need to be worried about whether it's a crisis or not. I have gotten calls that say, well, it's not a crisis, but, and that's okay. We want to help. So make the call. You don't have to know what to say. Make the call, and a crisis intervention specialist will assist you and guide you to the most appropriate entity. Our support and referral warm line, that's available 24/7 all across Pennsylvania for individuals seeking a non-judgmental place to talk about daily struggles or difficult emotions, or would just like some information on mental health resources in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I mean, I just think that those definitions or those explanations are so important. And again, I like the point that you made that every individual may experience a crisis differently.
Absolutely.
And there's never, ever a judgment if you make that phone call.
No, no. We would never minimize someone's crisis, because just because something wouldn't be a crisis to me or you, this can be a crisis to another individual,
right.
You know, specifically children.
Mm-hmm.
You know, things happen big with children,
right.
and it can escalate to a crisis.
Right. And again, you know, thank you again for being there for our community. But what are some other resources out there? You know, we have the Wayne County Crisis, the Warm Line that we mentioned, right? 988 or 911 even,
absolutely.
Right?
Well, I have to say that in any medical emergency, you call 911 first.
Mm-hmm.
You could certainly call us as well. But if there is a medical issue, don't call us first. Call 911, please. Mm-hmm. 988, it's very easy to remember. It's just 988, and it's designed to connect an individual to the crisis agency in the area code they're calling from.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are somewhere else and you dial 988, you're going to get connected to the most local crisis center.
Mm-hmm.
At least I believe that is how it works.
Right.
If you're in Wayne County, you dial 988, you'll most likely be connected to CCR.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not, you'll be forwarded over.
Mm-hmm.
So you can remember 988 or our phone number. And there's numerous warm lines available for diverse groups and demographics, which can be found online or by contacting us. We have a whole library, resource library, of many local resources.
Right, because you are located in Honesdale, and if you want to give the address, because you have kind of like a walk-in center,
yes,
correct?
Yes, we do have a walk-in center. Currently, the walk-in center is open Wednesday through Sunday from 10 to 6. But like I said, we are available 24/7 to come out to you.
Mm-hmm.
And that is at 616 Main Street. And it is in number 205, which is on the second floor. If you're familiar with Camp Umpies and you're looking at Camp Umpies, our door is on the left, and you would go to the second floor and see our green logo, and it says Center for Community Resources, and you come on in.
Mm-hmm.
And at that walk-in center, you know, there are no residency requirements. You do not have to be a Wayne County resident to request crisis intervention services or look for resources. And of course, as I said before, there are no costs. And you could check things out on the website, which is ccrinfo.org.
Right. And you work very closely with many other organizations, correct?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We worked directly with Wayne County Office of Behavioral and Developmental Programs and Early Intervention. And, of course, Wayne Memorial Behavioral Health, as well as Children and Youth, VIP, NAMI.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many that,
right.
You know, I can't list all of them. But there is no
yes.
lack of services and support in Wayne County.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to, you know, give us a call or give any of those agencies a call, and help is right on the other line.
Right. And many of the ones that you talked about have been on the show, especially, you know, NAMI with Joanna Van Tine.
Oh, absolutely.
And, you know, John Ebzadowski and, you know, the Office of Behavioral and Developmental Programs.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And our own Wayne Memorial
System
Behavioral
of Care
Health.
And
yes.
And SPI.
Oh,
see, I can't even list
all
of them.
I know. We have so many that we partner together, and it's a true collaboration within our community.
It is a team effort,
right.
To take care of our community's mental health needs and ensure that people know that we are here. And if I personally can't help you, I'm going to find somebody who can.
Exactly.
And that is our goal, as I'm sure many of these agencies mm-hmm. have the same feeling about that.
Well, Sunshine, I want to thank you so much for being on the show today. Do you want to give that number one more time
I certainly will. It is 1-833-557-3224. And you can text 63288. Again, that is 63288.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much, Sunshine.
Thank you, Carol. It's my pleasure.
Again, this is Carol Kinnear, Community Health Manager for Wayne Memorial Hospital. I want to thank you for listening and have a great day.